Well, Bill, just how difficult was that, and how pleased are you to get round first up?
Well, I was thrilled to get round. You know, the horse only 11-year-old, and you know, he'd have never gone in ground that deep. It was phenomenally difficult, the ground. I was, you know, it rode worse than it walked, basically. We were hoping we'd get through it a bit better, but as soon as you were, like Sam Griffiths had said to me, as soon as you got through the first minute or two, you realised this is not going to be, you know, don't go too fast. So I just slowed up, really, and tried to keep in a rhythm, use my rhythm to jump the fences without having to make him actually work too hard, and get to that last water with a bit of energy, because, you know, it's a hard jump when your horse is tired.
So how hard would you have rated this course, and given the conditions that you had to face?
Well, given the conditions, it's as hard a track as I've ever jumped. I thought Pierre did a great job and got a great championship course. But you throw the rain onto it and the drying ground, it's just turned it on its head, really, yeah.
But so did you, I mean, do you look back and say that was the one that you just enjoyed, or what was the feeling after, what you were feeling after?
I was phenomenally proud of my horse, because he held his lines, he kept jumping, and when he could have had an excuse to say, look, he just kept jumping. And we just nursed him home, and he still had a good jump at the last. You know, he wasn't out in his feet, but, you know, it's what the sport is. You know, you've got to deal with all these unpredictable things, and, you know, it's like throw the watch out the window and just ride and use your head, really.
And what about show jumping? Is this a strong point, or...?
Well, he had four down at badminton, but he's a good jumper, you know, but... I said to the other people down there, you know, how much this is going to take out of them for tomorrow is anyone's guess. You know, it'll influence today big time and tomorrow, I'm sure.